The reason people are showing you respect and kindness is because they feel intimidated by you, even though they may not openly express it. Their actions stem from a deep fear, and that's why they treat you with this level of caution and respect. Many of these individuals may not actually like you. Some might not even care for you personally, and this could include people as close as family members. Yet despite their personal feelings, they still hold a deep respect for you. This respect is so strong that it translates into fear, and here's why. You are now standing in a position of power that you've never embraced before. The strength and confidence you have gained over the past few years are far beyond what you had during your younger years or even your early adulthood. The transformation you've undergone is immense. Today, the power you possess is not only significant, but it is also extraordinary. It's far beyond anything you or others have seen in your past, and this shift in energy is what makes people wary. The remarkable presence you now carry is a force to be reckoned with, and that's why people are both afraid and respectful of you. They recognize the change and are cautious about how they approach you because of it. People around you can no longer ignore the incredible growth and transformation you've undergone. They see the strength you carry now, and they recognize that you're no longer afraid. In fact, they view you as a threat, perhaps even the biggest challenge they face. This is because you possess something they can't shake. Your power lies in the truth. You not only speak your truth, but live it with confidence. You believe in it, stand by it, and express it unapologetically. This unshakable commitment to your truth makes you impossible to manipulate. No matter how hard they may try to influence or deceive you, they realize they can't pull you away from what you believe. They no longer have control over you because your truth is your foundation. You've planted your feet firmly, and you won't bend just to make others comfortable or happy at the expense of your own well-being. You've stopped sacrificing your mental peace and happiness just to keep things calm in someone else's life. No longer are you dimming your own light to help others feel at ease, or staying silent out of fear of how others might react to what you have to say. Now, you speak your mind freely, without holding back. Everyone else has always had the freedom to express themselves, and now it's your turn to do the same. You've chosen to live in your truth, and that's why others see you as a force they can no longer control or ignore. They always said whatever they wanted to you, without caring if it was hurtful or disrespectful. Your feelings didn't matter to them. They just spoke their mind. But once you realized that you too had the right to express yourself, everything changed. You understood that you could respond to them with the same energy they were giving you. No longer could they manipulate you into thinking they were the only ones allowed to behave that way. For a long time, you felt like you had to be overly obedient, always complying and staying silent. But once you stood up for yourself, something shifted. You started speaking out, challenging them and confronting their behavior. You weren't afraid to say how you felt, to tell them exactly what was on your mind, and to express how their actions affected you. This was a powerful turning point. When you began using your voice, truly expressing yourself without holding back, they started to see the real strength inside you. It wasn't that you were weak before, you just hadn't fully tapped into your inner power. Now they can see that you were never the weakest link. In fact, they realize you have the strength to face all of them and still come out on top. You've shown them that you won't back down. You're not the same person they thought you were. Instead of staying quiet and letting them control the situation, you've stepped into your power, and now they understand that you are not someone to be underestimated. Even when a group of people stands against you, they now fear you because they understand something important. If you can handle all of them together, they know they can't take you on alone. They've tried to face you one-on-one before, and they failed because your strength lies in truth. You don't need to resort to physical actions. These people often rely on intimidation tactics. They believe that by threatening violence or using their physical presence, they can scare others into submission. They think that getting in your face, grabbing you, or trying to overpower you physically will make you back down. But that's not how you operate. You don't need to raise your voice or use force to stand your ground. You remain calm, steady, and gentle, and yet you still hold more power than they do. While they try to intimidate with aggressive actions, your quiet strength and unwavering confidence make them feel powerless. The truth is, they have to go to great lengths to intimidate you, while all you need to do is simply exist. Your mere presence is enough to make them uncomfortable, without you even saying a word. They understand this now, and it frustrates them because their presence alone doesn't have the same effect. They have to do too much, to push too hard, just to feel like they have control. But you don't need to try. You naturally hold the upper hand with your calm and quiet power. You don't need to resort to intimidation, and that's exactly why they fear you. They're used to using scare tactics on others, and it often worked. People would get frightened, back down, and fall in line. But when you look them straight in the eyes, showing no fear, they realize they've met their match. They can't manipulate or control you the way they did with others. You might have noticed how quickly their behavior shifts, from trying to intimidate you to suddenly showing you respect. This happens because deep down, they recognize your strength. Another reason they fear you is your ability to speak the truth so clearly and directly that it cuts right through them. While many people prefer to avoid facing uncomfortable truths, you bring those truths to the surface, forcing them to confront things they'd rather hide from. When you speak your truth, it's like holding up a mirror in front of them. They can't escape the reality you're showing them, and it shakes them. They're left with no choice but to face what they've been avoiding. Even if they try to deny, deflect, or gaslight in the moment, deep down, your words make them reflect on themselves. You push them into self-reflection, into what some call shadow work, the difficult process of confronting the darker parts of oneself. And that's not easy for them. While they may pretend to be unaffected on the outside, inside, your truth is forcing them to reckon with themselves, and that's something they find deeply unsettling. Your words carry weight, and they cut deep. When you've spoken your truth, especially to those who hurt you, it has shaken them to their core. You've made some of them cry because you brought up feelings they've buried for years. You didn't just mention their pain, sometimes you pulled it up forcefully, wielding your truth like a sword, and it struck them hard. They spent so much time trying to gaslight, project, and deflect their issues onto you. They hurt you, throwing emotional daggers at your back and opening wounds in your heart. But you took that pain, pulled the sword out of your own heart, and handed it right back to them. You told them they had to deal with their own problems, their own truth, whether they liked it or not. You made it clear that their refusal to face their truth was hurting you, and you weren't going to let that continue. By speaking up, you forced them to face the things they tried so hard to avoid. You demanded accountability, no longer willing to suffer because of their lack of it. You told them to own their truth, because you were done carrying it for them. And that's why they fear you. They don't want to face the truth when you're around, because they know you won't let them hide from it. They get nervous, not knowing what you might say or do. They understand that you're capable of speaking up in a way that could shake their world and make them confront uncomfortable realities. That's what makes them so afraid of you.